Ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, Mr. Tarek Lewis, actor and comedian, writer extraordinaire. How you like that?
I like that. I like that. I want that on my tombstone.
There you go. And the social media influencer himself, Joey Franchise, Wild 94.1's in the building. How you doing, sir?
AKA Joey Morales.
Yes, joking. he's all about that Miles Morales video game. I know you've been playing.
Oh yeah,
that.
I've been going hard on it.
You gonna give us some spoilers?
I was streaming on it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna give us some spoilers?
I love the game.
Yeah. Give us some spoilers.
I'm doing
because
great.
Me and Tarek will probably never play it in our lifetime.
Unless you want to cough up like $1,500 for a PS5.
You can play it on PS4, bro. We're gonna talk about that. We're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, because let's get into that right now. As a matter of fact, let's start out the show with that. The bamboozle that Microsoft and Sony has done to the gaming community as a whole, because Joey, do you know, I'm assuming that you have a good 4K TV at home. The best.
Yeah, I got a nice little Samsung, the best, 65 inch.
The best thing. I mean, like the top of the line. Joint.
You it's know good. I mean? Like, yeah? I want to get an 8K TV, but
right.
I mean, what I got is fine.
So the reason why I bring that up is a lot of people don't understand that to get the full experience of the PS5 or the Xbox, the newer Xbox, you need to have a 4K TV. Plus, you need HDMI 2.1 connection on your TV. Did you know that, sir?
Say that one more time.
Yes, you need a 4K TV, a true 4K high definition TV that has HDMI 2.1 input
to get the most out
to get your most out of your out of these brand new systems, the PS5 and the Xbox. Okay. Because a lot of people, So a lot of people have been going online and being like, I can't really tell the difference between my PS4 Pro and the PS5, and that's why. So they literally just traded up for the same thing. They did a lateral move. What do you say about that, Tarek?
That's wild.
Huh? Is that too much?
I don't know, man. I think people are that's a lot to try to complain about. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to make the most best experience possible.
Right.
We're so not. Then, yeah, you're going to need to put it on
I think the issue is that a lot of people don't understand the technical what they need technology wise to get the most out of their next generation system.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an issue? Or people don't care?
I don't think people really care.
This is my other point of contention as well. Tell me what game that's exclusive to PS5 or the new Xbox right now that I need to buy the system.
I
need
to play them all on.
You could literally play every game that's out for both systems right now on the PS4 or the older Xbox.
I don't know.
Joey, what do you say? I mean, you got a PS5, so you're enjoying it.
Right. But I'm enjoying it. I'm playing Miles Morales right now. And even I'm diving into the old Spider-Man because it came with the remastered version.
That's something exclusive to the PS5 and the PS5. You get the remastered version of the Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man game. So, I get that. But
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing exclusive to me. Saying me, okay, I need to spend
Miles
$500.
No, it's not. All the Spider-Man games are exclusive.
You could play
PS5.
You could play Miles Morales on PS4 too.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it's exclusive to Sony.
Yeah. No, I get it, but I'm talking about, I have a PS4. Why do I need a PS5 for if I don't have the TV for it? And there's no exclusive game for the PS5. I could play everything that's out new on my PS4. Why do I need to order the PS5 for it?
Are there exclusive games just not out yet? Like God of War is going to be coming out.
Well, I'm sure there will be an exclusive game, but until that day that there's that game that's that this is only for PS5, you need the PS5 to play this game.
It depends on it depends on the type of person you are. Like me.
Yeah.
I'm just a nut when it comes to having the new thing.
Right. No, and I get it. A lot of people are, the phones and everything, you know. I mean, People like to have the newest stuff when it comes out. And, you know, it's a thing. I get it. But my point is, a lot of people buying these new systems, they don't have the proper TV. They ain't getting the full experience out of it. Plus, they're dropping all that money, and they can still play the same game with the same quality on their older system.
They shouldn't have bought it.
What
made you buy the shit? Like, you just shouldn't have bought it.
But that's my point, though. That's what I'm trying to say, though. Where's the exclusive game? I remember when back in the day, Tarek, when the Super Nintendo came out, there was the new joints. Only could play them on the Super Nintendo. We there day one. We talking our parents into it. We're getting the money. We're buying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're talking about systems where they were doubling the graphics each time. Where it was like, okay, it's 8-bit. Now it's 16-bit. Yeah. And now it's 32-bit. And now it's 64. Yeah. Like, there's only so far they can go. So don't either get the system or don't complain about it. And then when the new games come out, don't be mad at yourself or mad at the world because now you can't play it on PS5.
No, I think they're more mad at they can't get it on. They can't get the full 4K high definition experience because they didn't re-up the TV too.
Like that's what I did. Like I wanted to make sure like I had a solid TV before I got the system. I mean, we had how many months to kind of prep for this whole thing to drop?
I don't know. At least 2 years it feels like it's been.
Yeah, it's been a while when they announced it.
But I
made sure I had my proper technology to withhold. Because I can't have like a choppy ass game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. But my point is right now, I know you just did that Google search. Is your TV up to par, Mr. Joy franchise?
Is mine? Yeah.
Are you getting that? Do you have that HDMI 2.1 connection? That's what we want to know.
I think so.
Yeah. You see, you don't have to look that up.
If you're sitting there and you're enjoying your games and enjoying the system, I don't care about the max. That's like saying they make a movie in this high resolution for screens, but I don't have that same resolution at home, so therefore the movie is less than an experience.
It might be.
No.
But what if it's designed? It's designed for the 4K experience and all that. You
don't have to buy it.
Well, I guess. Whatever.
You don't have to buy it. People need to get over themselves and stop complaining.
Oh, man. Well, Daredevil fans are getting over themselves because they're super happy that the rights to Daredevil has reverted to Marvel Studios, apparently as of Sunday. And the scooper, Mikey Sutton, our good friend, you can always check out his scoops and read them yourself at geekositymag.com. He has dropped a little tidbit there, a little Spider-Man Daredevil tidbit. And he says that Spider-Man is a team up with Daredevil in a future Spider-Man movie.
Mm.
So and in the article, as I'm actually letting it load here, I'm in the office internet, so I won't get into that right now. I'm surprised we're live on Twitch right now. But anyway, he will most likely not appear in Spider-Man 3, as many have been speculating, but that doesn't mean that the Man Without Fear won't meet the web slinger in the near future. According to inside sources, there have been discussions of Spider-Man teaming up with Daredevil on the big screen. And the reason for their collaboration is because Spider-Man has a problem, a big problem. As Peter Parker attends college, I guess it's going to be in his college days, his Spider-Man crime-fighting days are met with huge punches in the face from the Kingpin. Spider-Man and Daredevil will discover they have a mutual foe in Wilson Fisk, the ultimate crime lord. And that I guess that's apparently coming to a future Spider-Man flick.
Yeah.
Well, you say, Joey franchise, our local Spider-Man fanatic.
I don't feel like it needs to be rushed. There's so much story to tell with Spider-Man right now.
Right.
And, you know, with him gearing up and what could be a possible live Spider-Verse in this, you know, Spider-Man 3 coming up. And then, you know, from rumors that I'm hearing, and then you got the Venom team up and then all this stuff that Sony's trying to integrate with them and things like that. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just went like.
Yeah. My phone's it's the office internet.
So yeah, I mean, I think he's got a lot going on to kind of just slide, you know, Daredevil into this whole situation. It'll be kind of weird without like a purpose. And like, I don't think Wilson Fisk is, you know, in my opinion, for a big screen,
right.
situation. I don't think it's big enough for them. Like, oh, let's throw in Daredevil now. Let's give it. Now they got something in common. I want Daredevil to kind of have his own. I want him to do what they've done progressively with all the Marvel movies, which is give everybody their own standalone thing, or do how they did in Civil War, where, you know, you introduce a Black Panther, RIP Chadwick Boseman.
Right.
And, you know, then he gets his own, then his story branches off from that. But you already had like a little buildup through Civil War.
Right.
I don't think just sliding Daredevil in, maybe it would have made sense for this third Spider-Man if they were going to go a certain route, because he's on the run and, you know, he's being tried for murder. He's caught and tried for murder. And Matt Murdock's his lawyer. That would have been like a cool thing to kind of hint at, but not make Murdock Daredevil just yet.
I see. Apparently, they're talking about having Charlie Cox return as Daredevil again in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You know, I wasn't a really big fan of Charlie Cox.
Yeah.
No?
No, you don't like him?
I thought he was all right. Like, I didn't think he was bad.
Yeah.
I could have, like... It was just something about, like, his portrayal that I would, like, kind of get bored after a while. Like, I'd see him, I'd really get bored with the way he portrayed the character.
So what do you say about Vincent coming back as Wilson Fisk?
He was dope. They were on point with
apparently that. Apparently that has not been confirmed yet by either the actor nor Kevin Feige. Tarek, what do you feel? Foggy? Yeah, I always mess up.
I don't know why you love to butcher that man's name.
Butchers that guy's name.
Yeah. He's done so much for us, Speedy. You murder his name.
I know, I'm so mean. Tarek, what do you feel?
I'm with Joey on this. There's so many other things I want to see before seeing Daredevil paired up in him with him in a movie. Introducing him slightly, okay. But being paired up with him, I think, is... it's a bit of a rush, but who knows when they're going to do it.
Right.
But I think this is an issue that's that Disney's and Marvel's going to have to deal with, because I think they're going to be in such a money grab when things get back to normal.
Right.
They're going to start rushing. Let's get all these movies.
Yeah, and everything. Yeah, and then
they're missing out on them. Mm. And then they might damage their IP by doing that.
Well, you know,
is anybody asking for a Daredevil movie?
No, I don't think it's actually his movie. I think he's going to be, you know, obviously it's a Spider-Man movie. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to be an auxiliary
character, you know,
right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. They always write to, you know, they always have, you know, they write to the end. You know what I mean? They write, you know, with a game plan in place. And I'm sure, and I'm sure as long as it makes sense and it's not just shoot hoard in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be
Venom, written properly. You have Spider-Verse. You have Sinister Six. Maybe
it's
going to
be a lot. We're going to get a lot of Spider-Man stuff before we even get that Daredevil Spider-Man team up, I think.
Yeah.
I'd rather them Disney Plus Daredevil. I'd rather them do what they were doing. Mm-hmm. You know, with all these street level characters.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We lost you for a moment, but I got the street level characters.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
We hear you.
So, yeah, I think with all these street-level characters, like, you know, what they were doing with Netflix with the Luke Cage and Iron Fist, Daredevil, I think that was really cool. And I think they should continue that with Disney Plus. I don't really think I would rush to the movies to see a Daredevil anymore. I mean, we saw what Ben Affleck did. I mean, it was really bad. But, I mean, at the end of the day,
I think that Spider-Man has some lower level, not as big... you know, tentpole stuff that would actually do great for a Disney Plus TV show. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I know some people say that would be a downgrade, but, you know, if they wanted to do a narrative and of course everyone, agreed upon it, you know what I'm saying? I think they could tell some really great Spider-Man stories in the long form format of Disney Plus, even if it's just a limited series or something like that. You know what I mean? And I think that would be great for something like that.
No, Spider-Man is meant for the big screen, dude.
Yeah, sure. And we're going to get a lot. I mean, we're going to get a lot of full tempo Spider-Man movies. But I'm just saying that there's also some Spider-Man stories, street, you know, level stories that maybe, I don't know. Just me thinking out of the box. You know what I'm saying?
That's too much Spider-Man. Spider-Man on television and on the screen.
Just Spider-Man himself is a big...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A franchise by himself, you know what I mean? To not including this the MCU as a whole, you know what I mean? People just tune in just for Spider-Man.
Well, that's a lot of Spider-Man though. That's maybe too much. He has to have the most movies out of any superhero, right? I mean,
That's a good question. That's a good question for Google there, Joey. Why don't you hit that? I don't know. With the Superman? No, maybe.
No, yeah. I think he has more.
Batman, I think, definitely.
Batman has a bunch.
Yeah,
maybe Batman. There's the first three, then there's two more after that, and then there's been these two.
Yeah.
So he's got,
Batman's definitely got more.
Interesting. Of course, everyone who's checking us out on the live feed, Checkpoint XP, welcome to all of you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us on a Monday afternoon or night, depending on where you're at in the world. And if you want to chime in on the conversation, what we're all talking about, all the pop culture nerdum stuff that's going on around the world, feel free to chime in there in the chat room and be part of the conversation, man. So,
but you're gonna need a 4K television and HDMI 3 plugs in order to watch the show.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. But what? I hate to digress back to the top. I'm sorry, but if you say, let's say you were Tarek, you were the kind of person who's like, okay, I'm getting this PS5 or the Xbox because I want the hottest joint. I just bought this 4K TV, right? Mm-hmm. And I spent another $500. I spent whatever, $1,500, $2,000 on this 4K TV or whatever, or $800, whatever it is that they're going for now, whatever. I spent another $500 on this system, right? Then because you think you're going to get the highest quality, the highest quality graphics, that's your thing. Let's say that's your thing, Tarek, okay? Mm-hmm. You're looking for the highest quality because that's what you want out of your games, out of your next generation games, okay? And you figure it out that your 4K TV that you spent $1,500 that you cannot return anymore does not have the right input or the right something to run those graphics for your PS5. How are you going to feel about that?
If that was your thing, you would have researched it.
Thank you.
But some
that's
people
exactly
don't.
What I was going to respond.
But some people
that's
don't.
That's their fault. Yeah.
So look, so Broly
you
chimes
just,
in.
You can't
he
just
goes,
be out here. Yeah. You can't just be nonchalant. Oh, we'll pick up a PS5 or Xbox Series X.
But
today.
Some people don't do the research. They just they you know, and I get it. It's
well,
some
this
people
is why
don't
they
and
have
they make a mistake.
Like us that tells them, hey, go do your research before you go do that.
Well, only these nine people that are watching this live they're going to be up to par now, and that's it. Broly says he's getting a PS5 for the performance upgrade, going to get a new TV in the near future to get the full experience later on. So he's doubling down the PS5 early. He doesn't care about the quality yet, but yeah, he is going to invest in the right TV in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's going to expire.
Right.
Like, I got the PS5 in November, but it only lasts until February. Yeah. I don't know when I can get that television.
But let's say I have a cousin of mine that actually he had a 4K TV for a long time, and he was like, okay, I got the four. I'm sure I got a 4K TV, and I'm getting the PS5, right? Then he comes to find out that his 4K TV ain't up to par, and he just bought that maybe like a month ago. You know what I mean? And he bought it with the intention of like, okay, I'm gonna have the hottest joint so I can run these high quality graphics on this PS5 or Xbox. And now he can't. He's stuck with a lame duck TV.
I'm not weeping for people who were able to buy the PS5.
Neither am I.
Sorry, dude. You're just not.
You invested your hard-earned saved money and you broke, and all you lived up to in your life was to play high definition graphics from the PS5 on your 4K TV, and you're not able to experience that.
But again, if you don't do your research, if you're that person.
Yeah.
You would have done your research.
All right.
It's high def.
Okay, we're gonna. I think we beat that up to
this. I don't feel no remorse for anybody that paid $200 for a PS5 or Xbox.
Right.
See, it's your problem. Brody says like that personal problem.
They say that stash stimulus check was all for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but hey, it happens. It's life. It's life in 2020, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway,
hey, listen, I know some people who want to go see The Weeknd perform live. And I'm sure they were disappointed too. Life's full of these things. You ever been to a Lauryn Hill concert?
Oh yeah.
But again, people should know what they're getting into when they're going to a Lauryn Hill concert.
Yeah.
Or what could happen?
They've been with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne showed up and stuff.
Yeah. It's like jumping into a mosh pit and I got hurt. What do you think was going to happen? Anyway, talking about mosh pits. Let's talk about the Flash movie, Flash film. The Mikey's son dropping another tidbit, another little scoop as to some things that might be happening in the movie. And has a report as
Mikey
Linda,
bomb.
Yeah, Mikey is dropping bombs. Linda Carter to return as Wonder Woman in Flash film. Linda Carter could be on the verge of returning as Wonder Woman, per the Vulcan Reporter. Apparently, this is official. Carter is in talks to play Wonder Woman in the Flash theatrical film, possibly in a cameo in a movie currently blooming with rumors of multiverse appearances, along with the late Christopher Reeve's Superman. Carter's Wonder Woman is generally considered to be among the rarest superhero casting selections of all time. Carter starred as TV's Wonder Woman for 3 seasons. Yada, yada, yada. We all know this. How do you feel, guys? More, you okay with these little Easter egg tidbits in the upcoming Flash movie, as long as it matches the narrative and it makes sense storytelling wise?
Do people know that
Linda Carter was Wonder Woman?
Yeah, like is the audience broad enough?
It's definitely a deep cut. It's definitely a deep cut. It's a deep cut for people who, I guess, are age or older.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's cool. You know, am I excited? Listen, I don't know. I'm not trying to practice ageism here, but I do not want to see 69-year-old Linda Carter flying around with a gun lasso.
Well, it could be like a retired.
She should be a mentor or something. I'm fine, but you know, dropping her in as an agent or something like that, I'm cool with it. I like it. I like when they give homage to, you know, the people that came before.
Yeah, of course. Flowers, like Joey says.
Yeah.
How you feel, Joey? This is just out of your time, out of your time warp.
Yeah, I'm not like.
Does it make you excited?
About it.
Yeah,
I'm not super crazy about it. I think what DC right now needs to focus on is putting out some good movies, and we've been waiting a long time for this Flash movie.
Yeah,
I think I want to see. I think what's really got me hyped is this nod to Michael Keaton more than anything else. So
right. Everyone.
That's my biggest thing. I think I'm really excited to see Flash, you know, travel through his, Speed Force and go back in time and really cross over with Michael Keaton's Batman. Maybe I'm being biased because it's my favorite Batman. But, I think, you know, one little thing at a time. I kind of like where they're going with the story. I like the Flashpoint idea and hopefully resetting the DCEU in a sense. So, yeah, that's the only thing I'm really hyped for when it comes to this Flash movie. Okay. I just really want a good story. I want to see, give Michael Keaton a proper send-off, too, with his, version of Wayne and Batman. Right. So
well, we're definitely getting some. I feel we're going to get some Batman Beyond vibes. So
I hope
about that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's happening. Cool. I think that's happening, definitely.
We need to tell another Batman story.
Yeah, definitely. Something different, something fresh. And I think that's the way to go. Are you familiar, or any of you two familiar with the actress Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
Yes.
Misery.
Misery is her big film, yeah.
So, she could be cast, quite possibly, as Granny Goodness in a New Gods theatrical film. How you feel about that casting? Huh? I think that's a perfect typecasting there.
I could see. She definitely has the character traits.
Yeah,
from what we've seen, the interpretation of Granny Goodness on their animated projects. Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect casting. You know, I always thought with those characters, with the New Gods, and it's just like, are they, what's so special about them? What's his name? I want to call him Apocalypse. He lives on Apocalypse. Darkseid.
Yeah.
Has like the worst crew.
He does have the worst crew.
He has like the worst crew. Like his little underlings are awful. Like they're not very threatening or powerful at all. Like it's Granny goodness.
Yeah.
Like her powers are how she raises children. Well, you know,
if Zach's gonna do it, they'll make it interesting.
She's immortal. She's superhuman physical attributes, great leader and tactician, skilled warrior, wields mega rod. and advanced technology.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough there to care. I hope it better be some great writing.
Yeah.
And some great acting.
Well, if they do, I like that casting, but if they do the backstory of the new gods, I'm okay with it. Like, how did they become the new gods?
Right.
Is how did Darkseid become Darkseid? You know, what's your new guy? If they do that, I'm there for it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to see Orion flying around in that standing wheelchair that Orion has, wherever it is.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read all the headlines here to make sure we touch on all our bases here in the show. There was a rumor that Mikey Sutton dropped about X-Men. And I think I tagged you on it, Tarek Lewis. And it was our favorite actor from the Fox show, the FX show. The one that was the Professor Xavier's son. Yeah, Legion.
Yeah.
So quite possibly that actor, and I'm trying to get his name right now. I think it's Dan something. But anyway, that particular actor, they're looking quite possibly to cast him as the MCU's Magneto.
Oh, old boy from Legion?
That's right.
Doesn't he play Magneto's son?
No, he plays Professor Xavier's son. Professor. But they're looking at to cast him quite possibly as the MCU's Magneto.
His name is Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens. There you go. How you feel? How you feel about that, Tarek?
I would be cool with that.
Yeah? I think he's
I can see that. He has a good look for it.
Yeah, he's got a good range, actor range. And
yeah, he has a good look for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hard to, I think Fassbender, like, killed Magneto. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he murdered that role. You know what I mean? Right. And I mean that in a good way. But, you know, if they're going to redo it, I could see him stepping in those shoes.
Mm. How you feel, Joey?
I mean, that's what acting's about, right?
Yeah. Like, how you feel about that casting, Joey, if that's going to happen? Of course, you're in rumor. We're still in rumor zone right here. Considered. He's being considered. There you go.
I don't know who I would want. Like, I'd want a bigger... I mean, Magneto's such a big villain.
Yeah.
That needs to be filled by... you know, somebody like of some A-list magnitude. Like, I mean, I'm thinking, I mean, Fassbender was great.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to suggest one, somewhere along the lines of like a Daniel Craig. I can, you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be top tier. Man, like, this is a big deal.
Would Daniel Craig, would somebody like Daniel Craig own that role, though? I mean, I guess money's right, right? But
He could do it. Listen, he was like, he's not just James Bond. Like, he was the girl in the Dragon Tattoo. He was great. Mm-hmm. Knives Out.
Yeah,
I think he's Knives Out. Yeah,
yeah.
He can pull it off. Mm. But we got to remember,
he was people a stormtrooper.
Who weren't stars when they were taking these roles.
Yeah.
Like Hugh Jackman.
He was a stormtrooper.
He became Hugh Jackman because of Logan, because he played Logan.
Yeah.
Fassbender was a big, he wasn't a really big star.
But you already had, but see, I think X-Men already, I mean, not saying that Wolverine isn't the biggest, you know, name in X-Men, but I mean, for roles like a Professor X, I mean, they hit it on the nose with Patrick Stewart.
Right.
And then you got Ian McKellen, who's, you know, a goat in his own right.
Yeah.
To play Magneto. Like,
that's true.
I mean, even Halle Berry was got Storm. Like, I think at that time it was just really hard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
to figure out who was what. And I think they were trying to go for more aesthetic, like who would you believe look like exactly like Cyclops? And I think James Marsden was right. Like everybody that was on that original X-Men roster felt like it was, I believe that that would be them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know. We'll see what else. Except for
Rogue. I didn't like Anna Paquin as Rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
And they cast Fraser as Beast. I don't know. What I was like,
I didn't like that either. That was weird.
Well, those Fox days are over, my friend. Those Fox days are over. Margaret Robbie reveals new Pirates film. Yeah, fueled by female power. I guess all the protagonists in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie are going to be female. Girl power.
Good power.
No Johnny Depp because of obvious reasons. He wasn't actually included in this at all.
Yeah, he wasn't on this project.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. Are we excited about it?
No.
Had enough.
I haven't been excited about Pirates of the Caribbean a long time ago, dude.
You know, that's my favorite ride in Disney. I always like going to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it needs to just stay as a ride.
I think Margo's dope, but I think I'm over Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, because what was the?
I'll probably check it out.
The Black Curse of the Black Pearl. After like the third one, I was like, okay. Enough of this, but it's a money grab. I get it, man. It's not, you know, I'm not mad at them. It's like the Transformers movies. They're going to keep making those.
Let's talk about that. Cause we talked about that. I don't think Joey was on the show when we talked about it, Tarek, about the future Hasbroverse. That's happening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was there.
Yeah. I think you were there one show, but then it actually got, the rabbit hole got deeper with more scoops. So apparently, they're going to include something here. This is out of your tool chest here. Power Rangers, because Power Rangers is part of Hasbro now. Power Rangers, Transformers, Mask, G.I. Joe. I guess even maybe Micronauts and the other one is ROM, all crossing over possibly in a big Hasbro MCU-esque universe. Got to be well done, man. It's got to be well written, well executed. If not, I don't know.
It just seems like a lot of shows and characters that do think them worth their driving to make something interesting. Right.
I just want you I just want you guys to try and grasp how that would turn out. You know what I mean? You guys know a little bit of the G.I. Joe lore. You know the Transformers lore. You know the Power Rangers lore. I mean, how could they even? You know what I mean? I don't even know. I don't know.
I mean, G.I. Joe and Transformers, I see how that can interconnect.
That has crossover. Yes.
That's the option of G.I. Joe is the Mask group. Maybe they're like vigilante G.I. Joe members or something like that. But then, does anyone listen, man?
I get it. Like Mask could say, you know, we stole some of the Cybertronian technology. We tried to make it work for us, but we can only make it do this. You know what I mean?
But they've done that already in the
comic book movie. They did it.
Yeah. They needed to make the damn Thundercat movie. Leave all this alone. Does Hasbro make Thundercats?
I think that.
I'm sure they do.
That's a big tall order. Let's see how. Because you know, Kevin Smith made the He-Man animated show for Netflix.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be really good. So let's see what happens with that, because if that becomes a big, big thing, then people are going to be like, oh, let's do more. And what about Thundercats? You know what I mean? And then
actually Warner Brothers makes Thundercats.
Oh, you see. There you go. Warner Brothers needs that IP on that HBO Max, baby. Talk about Thundercats show, live action show. What? Send them the money. Yeah.
Like, we don't need Mask, because we have Fast and Furious. It's basically Mask. I don't know.
Oh, man. Some people are excited about it, man. I mean, I'm excited about the G.I. Joe Transformers aspect, but I don't know about the Power Rangers, man. I just don't see that. Oh, you'd say, Joe, you Power Ranger person.
I'm a Power Ranger guy. I think this last one could have been really dope when they, you know, Becky G as, like, the Yellow Ranger and... those guys.
I think they could have built on it.
They could have built on it, but it was just it was they had an opportunity to make it modern and make it like cool, and they just kind of bricked on it. Like I thought the idea behind it was dope, and each character's personality, and them just being like some, you know, misfit kids who just come upon some power and stuff like that. But it just really got took too long to get going, and then when you know it popped off, you know, you didn't really get to see them fight like that. Then they went right into the Zords and spent most of the time just trying to take down Goldar.
Right.
They kind of they missed. Like they were on the right. They were on the. They had the right idea, but they just missed.
Yeah.
I would like for them to get another crack at it because you know they left it teased with the Green Ranger. But yeah, it's just. It's gotta be right. I mean, I think they tried too hard to make it, you know, like believable and modern. I mean, they needed to dive in, you know, create these, you know, some of these characters, you know, not the goofy ones,
right?
But you know, I think there was enough characters that could have been believable for the big screen to kind of put on a good film. But I didn't like how they played the whole Goldar thing. I think that was trash.
So I mean, do you think they're gonna do it? I mean, do you think it's doable? You know what I mean? And this crossover with all these, you know.
Nah, I don't like the crossover idea. I don't see Power Rangers crossing over with G.I. Joe and Transformers and like doing maybe Transform. Nah, you know what? No.
I mean, it has to be some hell of a right.
I see more G.I. Joe crossing over with Transformers than anything.
Oh yeah, definitely because and they've done that before. But I'm saying, I mean, just the whole execution just has to be like better than MCU to even have a shot.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? For people to believe, you know.
And
what I'm
saying? I think all the worlds for Hasbro are pretty different from each other, with maybe the exception of you know G.I. Joe and Transformers. But like,
right.
You know, combining that with like Angel Grove and. you know what I mean? I can't believe it all.
Yeah, I don't know.
It can't stick with me. Power Rangers teaming up with Transformers and
oh man,
I think that little the Power Ranger element I think is just too much of a reach. I'm okay with everything else. They want to try Mask whatever and all that stuff. That's fine. I think it could be done, but I don't know about the Power Ranger stuff. I don't think the Power Ranger fans like yourself will appreciate it. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I don't
like
know.
That.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
We'll I wouldn't want to see G.I. Joes and Rangers linking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see Shipwreck inside of a Zorn. Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna work. Talking about things that they're trying to make work. There is an apparent rumor, Black Panther rumor. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Rumor that 2 will compete to be Black Panther. Shuri might not be the only Black Panther in Black Panther 2, at least at first. This is according to YouTuber Grace Randolph, who claimed that there will be a male and female Black Panther. Randolph explained that Winston Duke's Baku will take up the identity of Black Panther, as does Letitia Wright, as Shuri, who has to prove herself to earn the honor of bearing the title and wearing the costume. Obviously, only one person could be Black Panther in the end. Quite frankly, Duke is a wonderful actor, a scene stealer in the first movie, but he doesn't see him. But this is Mikey Sutton talking about that. He doesn't see him as having the charisma or sex appeal of the late Chadwick Boseman or Michael B. Jordan. And a man being more worthy than a woman as is a message. I don't know. I don't want to talk about political stuff. We kind of went into here, but I'm okay with her being Black Panther. But what do you say, Tarek? Do you think this is going to be a hard? I don't think people are going to be happy with the execution of it. Any way it goes, you know what I mean?
It can be done well. I think it's obvious that she's going to be the Black Panther. If we go by anything in the comic book, then Baku, I've been waiting for him to be the villain, which we've only had one Black Panther movie.
Right.
You know, I like the fact that he started out not as a villain, but he clearly becomes a villain based on comic books. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. You know, they have to do something. I think introducing a whole nother actor would not have flown.
You're right.
So I think this is the best possible outcome. And then you have to explain. You can't just start the movie and she's Black Panther. You have to do something.
We need some awesome writing again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Joey Franchise, what do you feel about the whole Black Panther thing? Do you think...
say it again? Talking to me?
Yeah, Joey...
my bad. My phone was ringing.
It's all right. It's all right. we were talking about the Black Panther, so how do you feel about the possibility of the two Black Panthers competing against each other?
Yeah, my phone. My phone's like popping off right now.
And I think that would make sense, too, because I could see him being like, oh, okay, I wasn't chosen a Black Panther. That's why now I'm the villain now, you know, I guess, in a more simplistic way of explaining it. You know what I mean? But... If M'Baku and Black Panther's sister, you know, get into it for the mantle of the Black Panther.
I would have loved. I wish they didn't kill off Michael B. Jordan's character.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they could always explain it off with the multiverse.
That too. I'm hoping that, you know, there was like a meme I saw where they're like, you know, resurrect him or something like that, and I don't know how they mentioned it, but he ends up taking the mantle, because I mean he does take the mantle in the comics, but it would be cool to see, like, you know, Shuri take it as well.
Right.
I think the M'Baku buildup will maybe be for like a third Black Panther movie, because I think they want to introduce Namor for this next one.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. I think that would be cool. Like, okay, not like, oh, we got a struggle against this other very high, you know, technology secret country underwater, you know what I mean? Now we're at war with them, you know, and Black Panther, the original Black Panther passes away somehow, or maybe he was assassinated or something, you know, this is me thinking out of the box now, you know, you know, assassinated by people from Atlantis and stuff like that. And now we need a new Black Panther, and you know what I mean?
I don't mean to be sexist at all, but wouldn't you be much more excited to see Namor versus like a male Black Panther? It's going to be feel like if they do Namor, it's going to feel like he's beating up on his girl. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm going to feel like.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, he's really beating up on his girl. I don't know, you know.
Mm. Well, but I mean, this dude was swinging up on a Captain Marvel in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. The girls got thrown around with the guys, man. It's all equal opportunity. Yeah. Talking about equal opportunity, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt in talks for Krasinski. I'm ruining everybody's name today.
You butcher everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Nobody's safe. Fantastic Four, ladies and gentlemen. How you feel? They're in talks for that. How you feel about that? You think that's good Reed Richards?
Like it.
Yeah.
Long overdue. Like, I think the internet wants that. Fans want that.
Yeah.
You see all the art, the fan art of them two. And then, you know, them in the suits, that it just looks right. And then they're husband and wife already. Like, it's a no brainer.
Yep.
Deadpool, I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm here for it too. Deadpool 3 is apparently on and popping. On and popping. Are you guys excited?
Yeah, I hope they don't Disney it up. I hope they let them stay raw.
I think they're going to do raw. I think it's going to be raw. Yeah, it says Deadpool 3 will be rated R. That's official. Mm. A scoop confirmed by Mikey Sutton, apparently.
Cool.
So HBO Max wants a Justice League trilogy. These 4 hours of the redone Justice League ain't enough. We need a trilogy. What do you say, Tarek? It's got to be
good. They start over.
Yeah,
I could see it.
Yeah. Okay.
So they want, like, when we say they want to do a trilogy, they want to go from the previous Justice League movie into two more.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know the previous one. Maybe from if this turns out good, maybe they want more or more. I think the more of a trilogy, as far as like doing it in this form of putting them on HBO Max and then having episodic episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not a trilogy.
So yeah, they're talking about doing. They want to do something on the scale of Game of Thrones. On HBO Max, but with Justice League.
That's not really a trilogy, then. That's a series.
Yeah, but I guess in the story, it is a series, but I guess, 3 seasons of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, Warner must not have faith in making another Justice League movie.
Well, you know, with the pandemic, TV. I think it's an issue, man. It's an issue putting out new movies now. I think this last year will probably be we're going to get a swamp with a bunch of movies and everybody's going to hold up. Everybody's going to pull up until and see what happens.
I mean, I like what DC's doing and what Warner's doing with Wonder Woman, like showing it in theaters on Christmas Day, but also having it on HBO Max.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get why Disney's not taking the same approach.
Yeah.
It's not like Mulan did bad.
I don't know. It might be, you know, because they make contracts with these with the director, with all the tentpole actress and actors and actresses, and in those contracts they have, you know, stipulations, you know, like there has to be a theatrical release, it has to be some, you know, sometimes, you know, it depends, I guess.
Those are distribution deal things, though. Yeah. Like the directors and all that are typically not on that.
I see.
This is a studio. The studio's hiring them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Marvel Studios is hiring people to do it. It's not like people are coming to you with their film, you know.
Right.
It's a little different. I think Disney just thought that, you know, they could be greedy. I think they pulled a DMX on us. Stop being greedy, Disney. I thought they thought they could get away with it. But it was a lesson, right? It was like, okay, we can't do the Mulan thing.
Yeah.
We can't not do that anymore. Oh. Hopefully they learned. But I'm okay with a Justice League trilogy. An episodic Justice League, absolutely not.
I would do Young Justice.
Yeah.
HBO Max, as opposed to Justice League doing just. I think Justice League needs to be on the base.
They have something like that. It's called Titans. Yeah, they go. They need to fix that first, or at least make that was terrible. Watchable. Anyway.
They would have fixed it. They would have fixed it, Speedy, if you hadn't been watching it when it was awful. You're adding to the zero shift. They were like, it must be okay.
They survived. They survived. It's still going, so they're still doing something with it. Talking about things that survived is the child has survived another episode of The Mandalorian. And man, talking about I saved it for last, the end of the show, okay? Because I know some people are not up to date, are not watching this every week. And I get
like
that.
Me, I haven't watched the last episode. I'm episode
1. Come on, Joey.
But go ahead. I mean, my girl stopped me midway through. I was trying to catch up, but stopped me midway through.
Well, then you saw because she's in the first like couple scenes of the episode.
Yeah, I saw the very beginning.
You saw the live action Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka Tano. How do you feel about the Joey franchise?
On point.
Yeah.
She looked great. I can't wait to watch the episode where, you know, she gets busy. But yeah. I mean, from what I saw in that first opening scene, I was very impressed and was sold on Rosario Dawson in that role.
How far did you get in the episode?
Just when she pulled up and started lightsabering it up.
Oh, so like just the beginning?
Yeah, right at the beginning. Oh, man,
so we can't even go in, Tarek.
I mean, you could. I could.
I want to ruin it for you, man. You need skate. To sit there and watch. No. We're gonna pull up. Because actually, the episode before that was very interesting, although it was kind of like a filler episode, but it had a lot of Star Wars implications there. If you remember, they had all, like, they were working on the clones and all those kind of deformed clones that kind of look like Snoke. Like beta Snokes, you know? How you feel, Tarek? Do you feel like they're using Filoni and Favreau to shoehorn and kind of like make everyone say, "Oh, I get it now," for the sequels things?
No, I think they're just trying to fix it. I think they're trying to fix the universe.
Yeah,
they're not trying. They're like, okay, Star Wars is still a viable universe, everyone. You know, we're bringing you back in. It's still a viable universe.
Right.
So when they start dropping their other side projects or whatever they're going to do next, that people will still be interested. Right. That's what I think. I think they're not trying to make you go back and look at the other movies as different.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, no, we still know how to do this. We're sorry about that. That's what I think. That's
interesting. Okay. All right. Well, you feel it. I know you at least saw that episode, Joey Franchise, the episode where they blew up that Empire base.
I mean, what they're doing right now with Mandalorian, I think it's very unique. And like we talked about before, I just think the storytelling beyond Skywalker and all that stuff and getting more involved with some of these beloved characters, whether it was from Clone Wars, mm-hmm. or Rebels, the cartoon.
Right.
I mean, and seeing them come to life now, I think it's a great thing. And I think it creates good, just great story for potential spinoffs and things like that. Because I think with Star Wars is always, to me, I've always feel like it's always been plagued. And if there's no Leia, no Hoot, no Luke, no mm-hmm. Han, no Darth, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now you got all these other interesting characters and this is a perfect, this is all a test to how, what Disney does and, with Marvel and making all these characters that we didn't think would be interesting enough in the mm-hmm. MCU. And they're applying the same thing for Star Wars, which is really good. Now I look forward to seeing Rosario Dawson coming back in her own spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Telling more of a story like that. And then somebody else cross over into her show. And then next thing you know, they got the ball rolling and they got the right idea. Now you more so like tilt your hat to the Skywalker saga. And now you move on to a new era in the movies.
Yeah, or maybe past that with Rey now and her own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to ruin it for you, okay? But I just want to do, they have been, there has been Star Wars recasting, of course. We had a younger casting for Lando Calrissian, for Han Solo, for the Solo movie. So who would be, if they needed to, or that the writing would to go the way, who would be the young dream casting for the right age Luke Skywalker?
Speedy, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure I know enough white men to even.
the internet is an interesting place because they would like the gentleman who plays the Winter Soldier.
I saw that somewhere. Yeah. I actually I'm
forgetting his name. Help me out, Joey.
Sebastian Stan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I could actually see. It's funny we brought him up earlier. The guy Dan Stevens who plays Legion. I could actually see him being.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now that I just saw him, I could see him being.
And a lot of people are like, "Oh, get one of those guys and have Mark Hamill do the voice and dub the voiceover." And I was like, "Nah." No actor's going to do that. No actor in his right mind is going to let that happen.
No. You know who wouldn't be bad? The guy, I'm only thinking of the people I've seen and other stuff. Yeah. Guy who played Iron Fist, I could see him as young Luke.
Gosh, I just had him the name on the tip of my tongue and I completely forgot. Flynn? Yeah. Something Flynn?
You look it up real quick.
Really?
Yeah, I could see
him as a young Luke? Well, I mean, you know.
I'm just going off just off the look. Finn Jones is his name.
Finn Jones, there you go.
Yeah, Finn Jones is his name.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. I can't. I haven't a dream casting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I can see any of those guys pulling it off.
Right.
That's the great thing about casting is they'll find someone and you're like, God, who is this guy? And then you'll look and be like, oh, he's been in a bunch of stuff. I mean, I never thought of Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano, like that didn't pop in my mind. And when they said it, I was like, oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Listen, the dude's playing the Mandalorian. I forgot his name too.
Pedro Pascal.
We haven't even seen him. So he's the Mandalorian. And we're excited.
I think I saw
him
once in like the last episode or two. Two episodes, maybe.
But like hype over him.
Yeah.
Being the Mandalorian and you don't even see him. So.
Right.
Somebody British.
Probably. They always get those.
Somebody
stuff.
British.
Somebody British, man. Somebody's out there from England who's going to kill the role. I'll be fine with it.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'll be fine with it, too. We'll all be fine with it eventually, as long as we get a good story and we get some good Star Wars action. Joey, you need to catch up, man. Come on, bro.
I'm on it.
We're trying to be. We're trying to be a famous take over the world podcast here. Come on. What's going on, guys? Well, let's wrap up the show, man. We'll keep you guys for a solid hour here. Oh my goodness!
I know you guys hate me.
Joey Franchise, you know you got to go on the air so let everyone know what's going on.
Yeah, follow me on the Gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise, and tap in with me on Wild 94.1 out here in Tampa. The app is available for free download, Wild 94.1 app, so you can listen to me every night, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. And I'm also streaming now on Twitch too. So follow me at my name once again, Joey Franchise. Same thing for Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And the Dash Radio stuff?
Dash Radio is still going on every Friday. Man, I even forget.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I got Dash Radio on Fridays. I do an hour set for the Franchise Player Show.
Nice.
That's from 11 p.m. Starting at 11 p.m. to midnight.
Is that live or Radio Magic?
That's Radio Magic.
All right.
8 p.m. Pacific. You can tap in on there on the Dash Radio app, which is also free. And I'm back there also Saturday, 7 p.m.
All right.
Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Excellent, excellent. Tarik Lewis, tell everyone what's going on with you and what you're working on, my Brian.
I'm just working on films, man. Log into my subscribe to my YouTube page, The Tarik Lewis. YouTube, and just follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all that. My name is Tarik.
Hold on, what is that?
What was the name of the YouTube page again?
Tarik Lewis.
Tarik Lewis, okay.
The Tarik Lewis, yeah.
The Tarik Lewis.
There's another one.
Oh, there's another one? Oh, we need to find him and take him out. Yeah. of course, you can
follow. Okay, guys, it always helps if you visit my IMDb page also. It helps.
There you go. Nice. He is on the IMDb, yes. Of course, you can follow my stuff. Follow me on all my socials at DJ Speedy JR. My Turner Life is DJ on my Latino stuff. Brrr, my Wepa stuff, like Joey Franchise like to say. And then, of course, here, Geek Culture Congress. Follow us. Give us a like on Facebook. Three words, Geek Culture Congress. On Instagram, Joey Franchise runs that for us. And that's three words altogether, Geek Culture Congress, of course. And then, if you like the audio versions of podcasts, of course, you can subscribe to us, RSS feed, pretty much on everywhere where decent podcasts are. You can find Geek Culture Congress. Just give it a look, give it a search there, or just give it a search there on the internet, and you'll find us. Make sure you put all three words there, because if not, it's going to be a long, long day for you on Google. Have a good one, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with Joey. Catch up, bro. You need to catch up on the Mandalorian, bro. Come on, man. All right, see y'all. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.